The Mind and the Heart, Part 1, The Coalface of Progress. We have seen that of the five levels of our being, the lower three levels, body, vital and mind, are finite, while the higher two levels, our spiritual heart and soul, are infinite. The qualities we seek, peace, love, joy and satisfaction, all are infinite. All abide in our heart and soul. Yet our present consciousness is most dominated by our finite parts, in particular, our mind. The finite tends to resist the influence of the infinite, because the finite fears it will lose its dominion and even its very existence in the infinite. Hence the absurd tragedy of our present predicament. Our principal instrument of conscious awareness and bulwark of our identity, our mind, while being primarily responsible for our civilization, our learning, our outer prosperity and material advancement, is by its very nature also the primary obstacle to our spiritual progress and happiness. The blessing which elevated mankind from the animal consciousness now stands as the curse obstructing our path to the divine. Because the fulfillment of our yearning, peace, light, love, and joy, lies in the infinite, then it is towards the infinite that our aspiration, and hence our evolution, must turn. To achieve what we seek and need, we must needs raise and expand our normal consciousness from its habitual preoccupation with the finite into the realm of the infinite. In practice, this means raising, little by little, our seat of consciousness from our mind to our spiritual heart. Our mind is king of the finite. Our heart, gateway and loving guide to the infinite. This process of bringing our awareness from the mind and into the spiritual heart is the most urgent need of our time. It is the coalface of our spiritual progress. It is meditation.